You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7th. The entire crew is here, starting out with, minus Red August, caught myself. Jay Moore, how are you, sir? Don't do that.
You know, I'm doing well. You know, just gotta check my fly paper, see what's sticking, you know.
Ooh, okay, I see you. This is what I've been waiting for. Long, my man Longevity, how are you, sir?
Doing great, eating but can't chew. But I can.
We're getting there. It's getting there. It's doing a little work, but we're getting there. My man DJ J Div, what's happening, man?
Salutations.
How's everything?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah?
Feel like turtles, though.
I feel you. Glad you said that.
Turtles.
Out to the chat as well. We see y'all. Appreciate that.
Hola.
All right, man. Let's get to a couple topics before we jump into our, continue our producer conversation. Speaking of producers and musicians, shout out to the homie Terrace Martin, who actually, I'm going to read his statement that he put out about collaborating, but this was felt when he said this. I felt this from a, you know, producer standpoint. And this guy is a talented musician, producer, songwriter. He can sing. He's a beast. We've heard him on a lot of projects, and you know, he's back. He's been back in the cut as well, behind the scenes.
It's one of my favorite.
Yeah, he's a beast. But I want to read this, I believe it was a tweet that he put out. It says, "Dear rap friends, it just hit me. I've helped people my whole career. I've helped the biggest artists to the smallest artists. Sorry, whether it be producing a record or playing keys or sax solos or bringing in musicians to enhance an album." To giving game from all of my experiences. Now I realize that the love and help I've been giving for years has never been returned when I need it. And then he says, I've waived publishing, credits, money, etc. on the strength, relationships, on the love, and to watch my rapper friends, in quotes, overpay these producers who come to me for pointers and tips is the ultimate slap in the face, so I'm done. I'm not working with any more of my quote-unquote rap friends." I felt this because there's a lot, there's a gray area as it relates to collaboration. Long, you know this. And favors are thrown out a lot, but they're not always given back. They don't always come back around. Sometimes you give out favors to people, whether it be advice, a beat here or there, or, you know, critique, honest criticism. Whatever, collaborations. And it doesn't always come back from the other side. So I felt him when he said this, and I can only imagine the level that it's come to for him, with him being so talented and so many people that he's worked with. And I'm not mad at it at all. I could feel the pain by just reading this, because I've been on that side before. Long, what do you think? Like, could you kind of empathize with what he was saying?
Because
I know you've been through some of this, so I know you know.
Yeah,
we've had these conversations.
Yeah, but not really from a musical standpoint. More so from an information standpoint.
Fair enough.
I've gotten to the point that I just give stuff away for free anymore. It's whatever. I don't even look for any type of reciprocation. Unless I have a service,
right?
You know what I mean. Which I do have services for, lots of stuff like reviewing music on Fiverr or, you know, something like that. Like if I have a service where I'm doing something, yeah, I'm going to guide you. You know what I mean? And if you're a homie, then, you know, we can talk about it. I don't mind giving stuff out, but being a creative in multiple spaces, you know, like that's how I eat.
Right.
You know, so it's, and just like Terrace Martin, like that's what he does. You know, that's his entire livelihood. So
should you expect something back, or should you just go into it with the idea of collaboration? And
you communicate better. I don't necessarily 100% agree with what he's saying either, because look, he can feel however he wants to feel.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, I don't think the look is to say, "Hey, man, I'm not working with any of my friends anymore." I think that the approach is, I need to approach things differently and maybe better and maybe smarter. You know what I mean? Like, unless he's just giving everything out for free, but I feel like that's on him to establish his boundaries, to create that. So people that know that, yeah, I'll work with you, but you know, I need mine in the same sense. And so maybe that's what he's going to do moving forward, you know, and maybe it's just kind of a blanket statement because maybe I'm guessing something irked him. You know, I mean, what I mean? But to make a statement like that, something had to have happened to turn it into like a tweet that didn't get shared.
Something happened to set him off. I'm with you there. It's just what jumped out to me is him saying rap friends in quotes, which makes me think he may have thought a relationship was something that it wasn't. You see what I'm saying? It could be because you talked about the homies.
He's still calling them friends. So,
yeah,
because right. the homies is one. We know that that's a collective. People that you came up with, people that you work with. There's a certain group of people that we just have that relationship. I don't know if that's what he thought this was and he didn't get anything in return. That's the part that...
Possibly.
You see what I'm saying?
But at the same time, I think it still goes back to the boundaries thing. You know, like, if I'm going to do some business with the people sitting at this table right here, then I'm going to do business with it. You know what I mean? Like, we need to draw some stuff up. You know, but if it's super, super close, you know, like we are, then yeah, I guess I understand that. You know what I mean? Like if I just randomly took the show and was like, all right, I'm going to turn this into a cooking network. Like, yeah, I'd be upset too or something like that, you know, but.
All right, Julia Child.
You know, whatever I need to do. You know what I mean?
I feel.
But at the same time, like it doesn't sound like he's speaking from that angle. I feel like in the industry, when you're in that space and you're mingling a lot, especially he's in the LA area, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah.
That's, you know.
Oh yeah.
There's probably a lot of people that aren't homies. There's probably just a lot of friends. Like I have a lot of music homies, but they're not like homies.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
So I feel like he's talking to all the casual acquaintances that he's cool with, but I'm sure like,
I think that's where he got paid
for the Kendrick stuff. I'm sure he got.
I will hope so.
You know, I'm sure he got paid for a lot of the stuff that he's done. But I'm guessing that obviously he's still a musician, so he's getting paid somewhere.
True.
But I see this as an opportunity for him to tighten up his business even better, and to he drew the line, which I think is good. You know, and I think being able to tell people like, "Yo, this is what I do. I'm going to need this up front." This is the same stuff that I talk to students about and anybody that asks me advice. Like, you know, just make sure your paperwork's in order, even if they're friends, even if they're people you've known for a long time.
We talked about this with Benny. Remember, we were talking about this and the young man with the inbox, and if you're talking about the specifics, we talked about kind of like this back then.
But he didn't know him, you know, so
that's
definitely a situation where you need to make that stuff, you know, apparent. But I just think it's an opportunity for him to, I hope he reflects on it and kind of like, you know, I don't want him to stop working with the people.
No, you know what I mean?
No. So I hope that he can, you know,
I like that. I do like that. I'm not mad at him putting it out there, but to your point, you have to follow through with that moving forward and just make sure everything is on, you know, the up and up before you,
something happened.
Yeah. Something triggered this though, for sure.
Probably a big record.
A huge record. It's got to be something with splits and you know how the back end goes. But it was something that triggered this because my man sounds serious. Jay Moore, what you think, man?
You know, I hate to just sum it up with a fat joke quote, but yesterday's price is not today's price.
Okay.
You know, and he could have solved all that just by this. It's like, okay, whatever, you know, your budget is for these projects that you would like me to work on, I'm not cutting you any more deals. All right.
Right.
I'm not doing any more special favors for people. You know, maybe I don't have the name of a Pharrell or a Dr. Dre or, you know, outside of the people, circles of people who know music right. like that. But I'm going to need my money and you're not going to pay me. Look out for, hey man, you're not going to do it for the culture, me to death, when I'm putting in real work here and you're getting real results. And when it comes to, you know, reciprocating that when I, you know, and you say, okay, I'll see you when I see you.
Right.
But then you'll go get big name dude who just so you can say you have that person's name on your album.
Right.
And, you know, the results he gets aren't any better than mine, but you paid him 10 times more.
There
we're not doing that anymore. You know, I understand, you know, but I think he could have, you know, for him to just kind of put it out there in this way, I don't agree with the way he did it, You know, but sometimes you just have to be assertive with people and let them know. It's like, okay, the way we did business, we might have done it on a homie level, or just because, hey, I'm not somebody that's just trying to get on now. I have a name, and you're not going to treat me like somebody who should just be happy to get work.
I think that's what, from experience, that's what triggered me, is I've had rappers that have $250 sneakers on in their pictures want to get beats for free because of their exposure. And I'm like, you came to me for a reason. I don't need your buzz or your exposure, fam. It's just what we talked about. And
I don't really see that as the same thing, though.
You don't think so?
No, I don't see it as that either.
If the second part where he said, I give you advice and then you go to somebody else, and kind of like what Jay Moore was talking about, you pay more attention than them when I just gave you the same thing.
I mean, advice should be free. There, you don't give people some game. You know, you shouldn't be like, oh, where's the money for that game?
I don't think that's what he was. I think he was saying that these producers, that the people that he's working with, that they're paying are the ones that was getting advice from him. That's what I took from it. I'm the producer's favorite producer, so they're asking me for certain things, but you're paying this dude when I'm more skilled and more talented, and I'm looking out for you off the strength. I understand the direction, and you know, we're cool. My only thing with that is that's cool and all, but I don't think you should ever give up your credits. If you're gonna do it,
never.
That's true.
For free, in the long run, you should never give up the credit that you actually produced, arranged, did whatever on this track, because that's just not necessarily a good business thing to do. It's not a good personal thing to do either. You're not looking out for yourself.
And it doesn't make any sense. Like, nowadays in 2022, it's super easy even for amateur musicians to do splits on the back end.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Super easy. And publishing, it's just known. You split publishing. You just know. So
at the very least,
I mean,
if you're not taking home anything monetarily right now, your name needs to be on that back end.
Yeah.
Your credit is everything.
Definitely.
I mean,
we're talking about Terrace Martin. He's a musician. I mean, he's working with Kamasi Washington.
Yeah.
Robert Glasper.
Yeah. They have a whole group together called, what is that group called? I can't remember. But anyway.
Fire, though.
Yeah, definitely. He doesn't need to separate himself from a whole genre of music, so to speak. And I don't think that's what he's doing. I think he's more venting.
Yeah.
People are taking it a little more.
It's tricky. It's tricky though, man. I see where he's coming from. It can be tricky, but you made the point that you made is the point. And we've talked about that before as it relates to credit, making sure you get that.
Get the credit, at least.
But that is it for everything at this point. You know, you can attach your name to something.
He's big on the West Coast as far as creating a sound.
Yep.
Like, he's on a bunch of stuff that we don't even know about because, I mean, obviously he just said that he's relinquishing his credit.
Right.
But there's stuff that he's getting credit for that we don't even know he has something to do with. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't. Maybe the credit portion means something more specific. You know, like maybe it's something more nuanced. I don't know. Like, give me credit for sharing this with this person or something. Or I don't know.
Or just a shout out when you're on the Grammy stage and you win something. Yo, shout out to Terrence Martin for looking out. Like, I don't know.
Something.
You never know. It could be as simple as that.
Right.
I mean, what he's done for a lot of people. I mean, he was very instrumental in Section 80, which is arguably,
man,
one of the greatest mixtapes ever.
Yeah.
But the back end, even if his name isn't there, the people that he's working with should at least kick him something at some point in time.
I agree.
I'm thinking even if he did it for free after strength.
Yeah. But I also think that's always on the artist to make sure that you're following up and you're doing that. Like, if you have to make sure that you're doing your due diligence to, you know, present that to people, because who knows what who knows if they're, maybe they're not even thinking about it. Yeah. You know?
That's true.
You know,
or it's
so.
Just not how some people operate. Like I was watching an interview with Cam'ron and Kay Slay. Rest in peace to him, by the way.
Rest in peace to Kay Slay.
Yeah. Where Kay Slay was saying that Cam'ron was the most business-minded artist that he had ever worked with. He said when he showed up to do his stuff, he had his like his accountant with him, and he was getting like the tax stuff in order so that whenever this does this, then this is what you're getting paid.
That's
and he's
dope.
Like, and then at the back end, after I make what I make, if it exceeds that, I'm sending it back to you again so that you get another check. He's like, he's the only artist that did that. So a lot of people don't put those, they don't walk in that business mind frame. It's just more like, I'm just trying to get what I need to get done, and that's it, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, shout out to him, man. He got it off his chest, so hopefully moving forward, he can...
It's all about moving forward.
Yeah, move forward, and everybody knows how he's moving, and the expectations should be, you know, out in the open at this point. But yeah, still keep making that heat, though, because...
Yeah, he got good music.
Yeah, artists like that, and musicians like that are needed. We need more people like that to be pushed towards the forefront, in my opinion. I'm definitely a fan, so... Shout out to the homie. All right, man, let's go ahead and go to
He's your homie?
You know him.
I mean, you never
got
know.
Got tracks together.
Mike's the name dropper over here.
Yeah, I ain't gonna talk about that.
Okay.
But
all right, Game.
Yeah, I know, right? Game don't have no shame.
So what you're saying is Terrace Martin didn't give you credit?
No, man. He didn't give me my credit, man. I want my credit, man. That's why I put this topic on the show today. I want my credit.
Okay.
That's what this is really about. I want my credit. All right. let's go to the next topic. So, you know me. You know I always get the person who pointed it out to me wrong. I'm going to try this again. I'm talking about the topic. You know,
I did the last one.
But the one for Punch, that wasn't you? That wasn't you as well?
Oh, this is the last one. I don't think so.
Okay. This might have been Red August. I don't know. Shout out to Red August. This may be him. But TDE's Punch was in the news recently for a tweet, and it was in relation to Jack Harlow, because Jack Harlow's single First Class landed number one on Billboard.
First Class. That one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Fergie.
I know. How it go long?
I already did it.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. But
rewind.
Anyway.
Rewind.
Yeah, I know, right? Here's a tweet from Punch. He said, it's really crazy how exceptional we have to be as opposed to other folks. They just need a C-plus average, basically. If that, we really have to talk about it at some point. And he says, I guess I wasn't clear here because a lot of people missed the point. Racism, systematic racism.
Systemic.
Systemic, thank you. That's the point. He said, Kendrick is fine. He's been hard at a high level from 04, 2018, as far as his output. He can take as much time off as he wants, but he's also experienced C-plus artists. A C-plus artist get more acclaim and opportunity than his A-plus efforts. Look at his first Grammy experience. So we all know that's about Macklemore.
I want to pop some tags.
So, thank you. I appreciate you. What do y'all think about this, man? Because it sounds like he's
awesome.
coming at Jack Harlow.
No, they said Jack Harlow was an industry plant.
Yeah, you know how that
and
gets thrown around a lot.
And they poke fun at it too. Him and
too much.
What's our dude name?
What's that? Another industry plant.
The Nas. Old Town Road.
Don't
Lil
do that.
Nas X.
Oh yeah.
And they were saying they poke fun by making the song industry, baby.
Yeah,
because people say that they're industry plants.
You said Lone, you immediately jumped out and said there's no such thing
there's
as
no
an industry
such
plant.
Thing as an industry plant. Like what type
they
of
plant
Illuminati?
Everybody in the industry. Yeah. Everybody.
I see you, Jay.
What type of Illuminati stuff are we talking about?
There are industry plants, though.
You don't believe
they have
in industry
like
plants?
The spider plants that might be at the record company.
Yeah.
The Monstera plant.
Okay. Yeah.
Might be sitting in the corner office. Those are all industry plants.
Yeah. That's a bar.
That's true.
Yeah,
you know,
a nice ficus.
Yeah,
that's an industry plant.
You know, like, okay. Hey, you know, if those offices still exist,
Yeah.
Today, you know.
Yeah.
You might not even need them no more.
It might be somebody's house who operates the office of the record label.
I mean, I have a succulent.
There's a plant there. There
you have a what?
A succulent.
You have an industry plant.
Nice. What do y'all think about this, man? Because it's clearly
don't require a whole lot of work.
Clearly,
they don't.
Multiple shots being thrown, Mr. Harlow's way. What, Jay Moore? I'm gonna come to you first. What do you think about this one, man? Does Punch have a point? Is
no.
Punch reaching?
I mean, first of all, you know, I mean, Punch, the history of America will tell you everything that you need to know. You know, okay. you're just retreading.
We'll
you
go
know,
that
an,
route.
Another an old tire that we, you know, it comes up every. You know, the same way I had to have a conversation, you know, late night after a few drinks with somebody who genuinely thought that New Edition is the black version of New Kids on the Block.
Who said that?
Man. You know, I mean, not somebody I knew, okay. You know.
There should have been an intervention.
But,
yeah, you need to bring that person home.
You know, I mean, it's just like here, hip hop had been
sounds about right.
Doing its thing for,
oh, God. Sounds about
for,
white.
For 10 years, you know, and then here come the Beastie Boys, and then all of a sudden white America's like, oh, rap music.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, and nothing against the Beastie Boys because License to Ill has stood the test of time.
Definitely.
It True.
Was you know, at first you might have wanted to be mad because you saw these white dudes getting all this love, but then the music was so undeniable
yeah.
that, you know, you had to go ahead and go with it. But sometimes we've been in these situations where the music was not so undeniable.
I'm with
like, you. Talked about so
you
much.
Know,
sure did.
Nothing against Macklemore, you know, because, but at the same time, when's the last time you heard that song about Thrift Shop? Is that the song, name of the song?
Yeah.
People still play that. I mean, not anybody that I, you know.
Yeah, nobody that we know. Maybe
I would be like, what are you doing if I heard it?
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, it's
the same. Hey, that example is spot on, though.
You know, but the same way, me. Like, even, like, I remember, you know, there was some pundit who was trying to talk about the, it was in the Wall Street Journal, so I should have just stopped reading as soon as it was like, oh, the takeover, the white takeover of rap, because it was Macklemore and Iggy Azalea at the same time had yeah. this massive commercial success. But you know what? After those songs burned out, I mean, I'm pretty sure they have some followers somewhere, but it was pretty much a wrap after that for both of them because they tried to come back. I remember there was a song that Macklemore did, and I remember it had Grandmaster Caz on it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it was called Downtown. I was
yeah,
like,
it was a big display.
It was gonna be. It was a big deal. It was their biggest set piece for the MTV Music
yep.
Awards that year, and
went
that
plastic.
Song didn't do anything.
Nothing.
I was like, oh yeah, they're gonna eat this up. The same people who like Thrift Shop, and then they were like, no, we're good.
It ain't hit.
You know, and so you just, yeah, I mean, a
when
lot
was
of,
the last time Grandmaster Caz had a
it
hit?
It might have been a better song yeah. than Thrift
I mean,
Shop, though.
Probably.
Yeah,
it probably
I mean,
was,
honestly, but, it was. Yeah. It was a song I liked, and I thought, oh, this is going to be something
I like Caz.
For the summertime. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it didn't do anything.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think
and
I heard it after that performance.
There we go.
Yeah. It had a nice little bass line, but then it had this crazy part where the guy's going, Downtown!
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, okay, that's when you kind of
see. My
that's
thing
when you kind of whiteboard the song up a little bit too much.
My thing with Macklemore is that I don't have anything ill with Macklemore because nah. he's always been him. Like,
yeah, it, I'll give
he
you
just,
that.
He
yeah.
just caught on.
The Heist actually was a good album.
It was.
Just, no,
it just wasn't.
Thing, it
wasn't.
It wasn't
Good
wasn't,
Kid, Mad City.
Yeah, that's
at
it,
all,
yeah.
though.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. It just wasn't Good Kid, Mad City.
He knew that.
And he and hey, yeah. props,
he's acknowledged
props,
that.
Props to him for acknowledging it.
Yeah,
and
give him
you
peace
know,
for that.
But we
still
but
run
we
through,
go
you know.
Through this every so where somebody points out how like basically you know it you know somebody white can do something and we get all excited about it and we'll be like, well, what about this over here? And the thing is, it doesn't mean what the white person did isn't great or isn't good. It's just the fact that like there are more white people in America and just the world who consume music. And so that's how it works. I mean, like, as much as I love, I think Adele is an incredibly talented artist. I'm like,
yes.
Those same people who love Adele, why don't you also check for Marsha Ambrosius?
It's the same yeah. thing with Eminem.
With you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same.
It's
like,
a
we talk about this a bazillion
game.
Times.
You know, it, one, yeah, it's the same
pick
thing
and
where
choose game.
As much as, you know, for all of Eminem's talent, there are people who listen to Eminem records and then and they say they love hip hop. And I'm like, well, they don't buy any other hip hop.
Nah.
They don't listen to any other hip. They're Eminem. Eminem, if there was a Venn diagram of hip-hop fans and Eminem fans, it doesn't really cross that far
nah.
into each other.
No, nah, not at all.
Go ahead.
I'll say it's just one of those things, like, and you can't really blame the artist. Like, I don't think there's that Jack Harlow is doing anything to spite any black artist.
No, I like Jack Harlow.
It's just it's a matter of the consumer. The consumer is picking and choosing who they want to win and who they don't. Now, when it comes to Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar is on a whole nother plane now because he stepped over that threshold to where he's like, I'm here, y'all gotta pay attention to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if we're talking about black and white artists, the same thing pretty much happened with Lizzo. A whole lot of black people don't listen to Lizzo like that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why Lizzo is where it's she true. Is now is because a lot of white folks sitting there was like, we kind of dig Lizzo.
Yep.
And they got behind Lizzo and put Lizzo in that position to win. Kind of the same thing with Cardi B. Cardi B was hiding the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as it crossed over and now she's on Ellen and mainstream America is paying attention to her, it gets her that boost. You know what I'm saying?
It gives her different
looks.
She
start getting way different looks. Yeah.
Now, I will say that when an artist, when it's somebody white or of another race, gets a little popular, they do put a lot more steam into that engine in order to kind of make it soar. But that doesn't keep, they don't keep throwing coals to it. Right. Like we just mentioned with Macklemore, he tried to follow that same strategy and it didn't work for him.
The initial push was crazy though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything since. So
it probably has. It just hasn't been to that level. They're not going to throw the same amount of coals.
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything.
I couldn't tell you.
It's almost like the backlash from that, like halted
his career
from creating.
Look, the last thing I saw about him is he's.
But like a personal thing.
Yeah. You know, he and Marshawn Lynch have ownership in the Seattle hockey team.
I did see
that's dope. Yeah. Yeah, that's dope.
But like, as far as Punch really doesn't. This is Kendrick we're talking about. Like, everything he's saying is fact. Kendrick can take years off.
Yeah.
And doesn't have to do anything. And people are going to line up and buy his album as soon as it comes out. He's fortunate to be in that position. So I don't think Punch necessarily needs to talk about what Jack Harlow is doing compared to Kendrick Lamar.
Doesn't even make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Like, because J. Cole touched on that subject, like, on Forest Hill Drive when he was talking about how Elvis Presley did this, and then they get behind what's his name, Eminem, and blah blah blah. He was saying, "I'm just playing," but he's like, "There's truth to it, though."
Right,
but so it's the truth we've known this entire time.
Yeah, we've known it forever, and I don't think this does anything to Kendrick's push, though.
I just think he's using Kendrick as, I mean, he said it, you know, he's as an outlier, but I think it's more about, you know, just black artists in general, I think is what he was going for. Because to your point, Kendrick is, you can set him to the side.
Yeah, Kendrick doesn't apply to him.
I think he's just looking at it from the grand scheme of things of what black artists, you know, typically go
through. But the thing is, a lot of times when black artists, like to what Terry said, you know, once they get that look and they seem like, okay, we can cross them over. Yeah. Sometimes this was a thing that happened with Whitney Houston back in the 80s. They'll cross them over so far that, you know, if it's like, okay, can you come do this particular media? They'll be like, no, we're going to only be in these certain outlets now. Mm-hmm. This person doesn't belong to y'all anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's unfortunate because the thing is, you know, when you're a star to us, you know, you'll always be a star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're a star to that crossover audience, you're only a star when you're hot.
Yep.
Like, there are people who can tour right now. You would think, why would anybody go see that person? Because, mm-hmm. like, they're still hot because that core audience that they had when they started still loved them.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that Cardi did, and they thought they decided it was something real extraordinary. Like, she did a photo shoot with her family with whichever one of the I can't remember which one of the Migos she's married to.
Quavo, right?
No, it's
not
Offset.
Offset.
Okay, I didn't want to mess it up because I'm not trying to get jokes off on. I really don't. I don't remember.
It's too late.
I don't follow who's married to who like that. I just, you know, whatever. And someone was like, "Oh, it was a big deal that they did a photo shoot with Essence Magazine, which is you know a black outlet owned by black people." And I'm like, "Why is that a big deal that, you know, black artists would do something with a black outlet, but it's because at a time after you crossed over to a certain amount of time, you didn't do Essence, you didn't get on the cover of Ebony or Jet, you know, rest in peace to those publications.
True.
You know, and so like I guess it that's why it doesn't make sense to people, you know, because and with this, you know, when you brought up Lizzo, like now I can't open my phone without seeing about something about Lizzo's tour,
mm-hmm.
which I have no interest in going to go see. You know, but she's got a push with American Express.
She's touring with Lotto, right?
Yeah, with Lotto. Yeah. And so like now I open my Instagram, open my face, like, you know, get your advance tickets through American Express.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you see that push that they give to people who they feel like have crossed over that they definitely would not give to, I don't know, say Ari Lennox or
SZA. He should have said SZA.
Yeah, there we go.
That would have made more sense.
That would have made perfect sense. You know?
Because if we're really paying attention,
or Snow Allegra, or
SZA
any of the singers
has been around when they finally nominated her as Best New Artist, it already been out for 4 years.
Yep.
Which is a flaw in the system that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, but Punch is supposed to say, Punch is, that's Kendrick's guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is, look. The Kendrick's album comes out on what, the 13th?
Yeah, we right
Kendrick's
around the corner
last
from now.
Album on TDE.
This is rollout.
Yeah,
doesn't even need to be though.
Yeah.
It's not necessary like to even bring him up.
Kendrick
as
can
a
drop a surprise album. I'm not gonna say he's Beyonce, but you know how Beyonce can drop an album this Friday nobody would know about, and it would go whatever. The highest thing is can go that day.
Yeah,
Kendrick can do some similar numbers in that. You know what I'm saying? Because people have been waiting on him to drop music.
That's to put that
and
part.
And the thing is, he's at a place where, say even you're not a Kendrick fan, you've got to listen just so you have an opinion.
There's people out here, I saw some of the posts, there's people out here already talking about, man, there's somebody that's saying Kendrick's album is already a classic and it hadn't even come out yet. Like, there's a section of people that can't wait to see if it's bad. So you can post about it and do that. So
no, exactly.
That album is like going to be.
Because I ain't going to tell you that it was good.
At all.
Yeah, because there are a few artists that there, you know, people feel like even if they don't like Jay-Z, they have to listen to Jay-Z's entire album just so they could critique it the hell out of it.
Yes, this is true.
I don't know why y'all like him so much. You just listen
like
to it, dude.
Yeah, you listen to the whole album. Like, why do you pay that much attention?
Yeah.
Like.
How is it that you could tell me about every record on the album, but you don't know why we like it so?
You know, I mean, just like, look, upcoming, on Friday, like Future's new album comes out.
I could care less, but we already know that.
But you know what? I'll listen to it because we do this show.
You
if
know
I
what?
Didn't do this show, I would not let this.
That's the part.
No,
that part.
Or
I had to check
Future
and see
now
if there were, or if I had to check and see if there were some hits from it, so I could have them ready to go for the club.
This is the thing with Future now for me. Not to get off subject, but I have to let this be known.
Talk to
I'm
him.
Trying to figure out why people love Future so much. So I might be giving Future a little too much attention now because I'm trying to figure out.
It's the same. It's
what
the,
is going on?
It's the same reason why you love Outkast. It's because it hits somebody in a
is
specific
it though?
In a specific time, and that's
you
what
think
it
that's
was.
What it is as it relates to his success.
I mean,
because Future now be
it
clear.
I mean,
now,
it's
it
different to say you
now.
Like somebody and then to say this person is the best rapper alive.
Yeah, but
there's no way that we should be talking about Future being the best rapper alive.
That ain't sit well.
Because he's not. But there's people that think that. You know what
I mean?
There
are.
That's a flawed brain.
Well, you know what? I thought about this, and I can't remember if we talked about this or not. But the thing is, okay. I'll give him best rapper alive, but certainly not best MC. He's not even top.
No. I wouldn't even
because,
do none of that.
Because rap to me, if you're a rapper, that's about people's level of entertainment.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But if you don't talk to me about Future being an MC.
Yo, first of all, we all know this music is subjective, man, but I my mind can't wrap around the concept of him being the best.
Because he's not.
Okay.
All
right,
he got
thank
on
you.
The song and said, dabba, dabba, da, dabba, ma, da. That's a bar from Future.
Well, you know.
On a Kendrick song.
Kanye's got verses like that too, and people think he's one of the greatest.
I've said that that Kanye is one of my favorite. I've never said he was the best rapper alive.
Well, still.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of common sense involved in the rhetoric.
To Jay Moore's point, though, like I always say, if you ever hear me say, I'll run it, that means I'm probably going to listen to it.
No, I mean, because,
you know, one time,
what if this is Future's breakthrough album to where he proves us all wrong.
I hope so.
I always look for producers. I like to hear the production.
Then I'll let other people tell me.
I want to see people win. I want somebody to prove me wrong on
Go out and
it might be. I will say this: if it's a dope record, I'm just gonna have to be like, hey,
but, you know, yeah, so
we got a couple. Yeah,
I don't
a couple
care.
But a
I
lot
don't
of people,
care.
And this is, and,
I don't care.
And this is not us.
We got three from him on that.
But a lot of people, you know, their viewfinder of what is the best of the greatest is only about what happens when they're standing on couches and got bottles in their hands.
Look, I don't care because he has shown me who he is in the past musically, and so I was clarifying my point.
Yes.
So. So until he does otherwise, I have no reason to care.
Even care at all.
Why would I? That's
because
like,
he's gonna give
that's
me
like if you're going to punch me in the face five times, why am I going to come back for another one? I'm not going to.
Bet you can't give me a shiner again.
I bet I'll stay over here.
No, I'm saying
I'll have a shield.
With that being said, though, you gonna run it?
No, he's not going to run it.
No.
He just told you wasn't going to run it.
I'm trying to get something out
why
of it.
Why would I hogtie?
You're right.
I mean, you
speaking
know.
Of hogtie, let's
speaking of my take on this topic, I think that Punch,
yes,
doesn't need to bring anybody up in reference to Kendrick and that it's nonsense. And okay. Jack Harlow did nothing wrong.
Jack Harlow did nothing wrong.
Nah,
but I'm with you on that.
I mess with Jack Harlow.
We fool with Jack Harlow.
There's absolutely systemic racism everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
These are facts.
But I don't see this as one of those situations.
One of those moments. Okay.
Jack Harlow's been doing it for a long time. He's good. There's plenty of other. There's definitely a lot more.
What I don't agree with is I don't. It's like he's trying to put him at as a C+.
I'll give you more than a C+.
He's more than a C+ artist. That part, I'm like, I felt you on Macklemore, but I don't know about.
Macklemore is actually better than a C+ artist.
I wouldn't.
It's just that album.
I think Jack Harlow raps better than Macklemore.
Wasn't better than Good Kid, M.A.A.D.
City. It wasn't better than Good Kid,
M.A.A.D. City. And that's where this whole thing boils down to.
Yeah. And so, like, if we can throw all that away,
yeah,
right, throw it away because that's not what we're talking about.
We're not talking about the island.
We're not talking about that. No, we're not talking about that.
I'll put you
there. So if we're not talking about that, we're talking about Jack Harlow and his material that he puts out, and he puts out good stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
What are we talking about?
Let's talk about
Kendrick's promo.
Yeah, right.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indie CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Yeah, he came through there.
Yep.
All right, man, let's get to shout out to our partners as always. Shout out to the chat. All right, let's get back to our producer conversation we left off last week. I have the list pulled up. We had just done.
I don't have Wikipedia up this week, so if anybody wants to master the Wikipedia? Or pull
up. I got it on the window. I'm going to try to
pull up some of the credits.
Yeah, that'll be helpful.
I can't most multiple definitely. Click here.
Yeah, you don't want to.
We don't want to hogtie the server.
No, we're not.
Well played.
That either.
Well played.
Shout out to Gail King. She's been doing work.
Gail just had to sit down with, what you call it?
Yeah.
With Meg.
Yeah.
That wasn't a good look, Meg. Sorry.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Meg the, about getting shot in the foot.
That's just not smart. I mean, you haven't even went to court yet. Get your ducks in a row first.
Yeah.
You know?
He was like, hey. Stop. I was like, oh. And then I was in a driveway.
Yeah, learn how to bag the dope up first.
Yes.
Then get money.
Yeah, stop trying to win the court of opinion.
You out of order.
You should just be renting the court of law.
Or it could be like, you know, maybe they're going to make it public like Johnny Depp's
man,
trial.
That Johnny Depp thing is a
wild
circus.
It's weird.
I didn't even know that. I was like, what? I mean, because I don't be paying attention to
man, if anybody got a toxic relationship or had one.
Yeah.
It's Johnny Depp and his old lady.
It messed up a whole Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Hey, man, I think she pooed in the bed.
She boo-booed in it.
What'd she do, Terry?
I don't. That's why I'm glad I haven't really been paying attention.
I heard she pooed in the bed.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right, man.
I would say shout out to Johnny Depp, but I haven't paid
attention. Yeah, we don't.
I don't want to get in trouble because he might have done something wrong.
don't know. It's looking. It's looking. If I'm a juror, I'm definitely siding with Johnny Depp on this stuff right now.
Is somebody gonna go to jail?
I don't know. I think it's just money. I think it's finances.
Money.
Okay.
All right, man. Let's jump back.
Shout out to 21 Jump Street. That was a good little show.
That was, wasn't it? Shout out to Holly Robinson Pete.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Cooper. All right,
Mr. Cooper.
He always come up with theme songs that don't have nothing to do,
with the remix, though.
Look,
he,
man,
he remixes them.
What
on
do
his
I
spot.
Do every week?
You do remixes. Yeah. And score.
And score. Yeah, and I make music.
I just don't remember.
I watch television shows and literally in real time will be like, oh, this should do this here.
Well, I got one for you that you should remix.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Should I say it now or wait?
Say it.
Do the Cheers.
Oh.
Everybody knows your name. That would be interesting.
Can you do that?
That'd be interesting only because it's got, see, when it's got like a song, it's a little harder.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because it's like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We, yeah, like Wonder Years, Wonder Years would be hard because it's like an iconic song.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? But like if it's just like a theme where it's just like musical elements, then it's.
Gotcha.
I mean, I know you. I could write something, but.
You
could low key. I know your chop game is high. You could chop it, but it ain't. It might not hit the same.
I feel like it would. It won't hit.
It won't hit the same.
It won't for the simple fact that like.
So many people know that song.
Everybody knows it. True. So if I come out here with like. Yeah, have a beer on me. It's just not going to be it.
You can do a Quantum Leap or MacGyver.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Yep, yep.
With Robert Stack.
Maybe I'll do an 80s
that,
theme.
What about Murder, She Wrote?
Unsolved Mysteries used to...
Murder, She Wrote would be good.
Because they scared the mess out of me.
Yeah, because they never found them people.
Nah, they was unsolved in real life.
Jay Moore, you remember Murder, She Wrote?
Outside right now.
Nah.
You don't remember Murder, She Wrote?
I don't remember
that.
Angela Lansbury?
I
can
show you your grandmother used to watch. No, I never watched the show.
Flip that.
Anyways.
All right, let's get to this producer talk.
Gives me some ideas, though. So,
Mr. Cooper. All right. Hip-hop producer GOAT conversation, we continue. And we left off getting ready to talk about the legendary Trackster, shout out to Chi-Town. So he did Picture This, the Do or Die album. We all know about Adrenaline Rush. That's...
Yeah, I know that.
All right, know. He's worked with Mystical. Let's see. He's done everything Do or Die, pretty much. I continue to go up. All the credits lean towards Do or Die.
It's like almost his entire discography is...
Category 5 from Twista. Twista, The Perfect Storm. He had a couple...
My Chick Bad.
My Chick Bad for Ludacris. That was a joint.
I Do It. Big Sean.
Big Sean, yep. Good call. Thank you. Twista, Back to Business. I remember that was an EP.
Say he did all the Twista.
All the Twista. Just say Twista. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the majority. Twista and Do or Die is the majority of that, and I'm a fan of both. I remember when Do or Die, and that first album came out, and we already know
that
what
wasn't even
his
first album.
It wasn't. No. Oh, because he had one called Tongue. Yeah, he had one from when he was
Tongue
Twister.
I'm not too hip.
Yeah, he used to go by the Tongue Twister and wear like an Applejack hat.
I mean, I'm hip to Twista, but I'm not Do or Die.
I forgot about Tongue Twister. Terry's right.
Yeah, the song Hocus Pocus.
I used to play Adrenaline Rush singles. Back in the day.
That album is that's a classic.
Adrenaline Rush was very nice.
The Do or Die stuff
is good too, though.
True. All right, man. So let's go through the criteria. I'm gonna run the numbers.
Influence.
I'm about to say his influence is low.
What we talk? How low we talking?
Probably say a 4.
4 on the influence. Okay,
I'm gonna do a 3.
Says a 3.
I would give him a 6. There's a lot to build on from
production style.
Yeah.
Trackster. Now, Trackster's influence in the Midwest is, I think, a little bit bigger than we give him credit for. I'll split the difference and say 5.
I'll go 4 then. I'll be polite.
You gonna go 4 alone?
Yeah, I'll do 4. All right. Only because I don't really, nothing really stands out a lot to me. Like even the records that I know.
You mean other than Adrenaline Rush, the album?
Yeah.
I know that stands out.
I mean,
out.
I know a couple Twisted, Adrenaline Rush, and there's a couple, you know, a couple Twisted stuff, but it's.
Gotcha. I can dig it. I can dig it. All right. What's the next? Versatility.
Yeah.
I mean, he has Twister is in Do or Die. And that's pretty much all the same city, all the same sound.
Only difference is Twista's rap style, but they still was, Do or Die was still on that too. A little bit. Not as good as Twista.
I'm going with four.
Four? Okay.
Five.
Five, Jay Moore? I like five.
Yeah, I'm going to probably do four again.
Four? Okay.
Actually, they're all the same. Well, he's got Big Sean, and you say Big Sean and
My
who
Chick
else?
Bag from Ludacris. That was that record was that was a big record.
That was a big record.
Yeah, that was a big record.
But this is versatility.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go three.
Everything is in the same cloth for the most part, though.
Yeah,
I ain't
definitely
hold you.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna go three. You. He nice at what he does, though. Collaborators. I mean, we just read through the catalog.
I mean,
four.
Okay,
yeah,
four for Jay Moore. Terry, you said four too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go three. It's
I'm going to go three.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more so three, too, honestly, that now I'm sitting there thinking about it.
You want me to change it?
Yeah.
Cool. It's just not a lot of versatility. He cold at what he do, but it's not a lot of versatility. Hit making.
Now, I gave him a also, I think that this hit making needs to be not only about big hits, but also like cultural classics.
That he has.
I mean, that's, yeah.
I think those both need to be factored.
He got high marks if we're going to do that. As it relates to
seven.
Adrenaline Rush, yeah, we already know what that is. I'm with y'all on that. I like that adjustment too.
I mean, that's pretty much what I was considering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that adjustment a lot, Lone. That's dope. What you thinking, Lone? I got 3 sevens from us.
I'm gonna go. That's interesting, because it is kind of like a Midwest sound.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm gonna go six.
Six, all right. Cool. Consistency. I think he's very consistent myself.
Consistent of quality material release.
Them Do or Die albums, man. They I don't remember too much of it.
I'm going to go six.
I'll do six as well. I mean, I'm basing this on Twista's records.
That's cool. But. So you got six. Terry, you said six too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore?
Seven.
I'm with you. I'm going to go seven.
You did.
Sorry about that, y'all.
I probably, go up there and hit the back.
You right.
It's because I'm editing at the same time.
All right. Body of work. How great is their overall body of work?
Go seven.
Yeah, I'll still seven. Go seven.
Seven? Okay. Seven for Terry. Jay, I'm six. Lone.
I'm going to say seven.
All right.
I think he's pretty super consistent with everything he's done.
Final product. How often are the songs great from his beats?
Six.
I would have to still go seven because, you know, I kind of tie that to big hits and cultural.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of, yeah.
He got some joints, man. I'm going to go seven. The joints he has.
There are still records that... And more than one that I hear out.
Yeah, I'd say seven.
Seven, okay. Melodic. Melodic elements used, samples, or original?
I'll say six.
Six?
Yeah, six.
Six.
Six. I'm with y'all on that. And drums. Now, the drums...
Five.
Nothing really stands out for me with the drum programming.
Five.
It's just pretty much.
So I'll probably say a five.
Pretty straightforward on the drums. All right, man. So, like, he ends up with a 5.0. All right.
Rolling in my 5.0.
I see you.
Proving right. Down the street because that's how we go.
Oh, my. Here you go, remixing.
You know anybody had a 5.0 back in there?
Mm-hmm.
Had a 5.7.
Kane had one.
Yeah,
he sure.
Kane did have one.
He was actually
he stole it.
Tyron Turner was actually auctioned. He still had the car.
Yeah.
Wait, what is a 5.0?
Mustang.
5.0 Mustang.
I had a 5. I don't know. I had a Trans Am, whatever that was. I think it was
somebody gonna buy that Men's Society joint. It's gonna be a nice ticket.
There's somebody here that actually redid that. Like they have one that's identical to the Minister's Society.
It's as clean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Loop to them.
I had the Knight Rider car.
Whoa, whoa.
Same color. Digital dash.
Yeah, the lights on the front.
No.
Or did you have a Firebird?
No,
on?
I didn't do that. No, it was a Trans Am.
Oh, Trans Am.
It was.
That's right.
Actually, mine was a year later than that car. But
that's kind of dope, though.
Yeah.
Should have kept it.
Well, I wrecked it. So, oh, well. Yeah, yeah. And then Kyle had it for years.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to Soundwave. Somebody I'm a fan of.
PDE. I'm going to need some credits for him.
Yeah, he
credits.
Got the credits. Credits.
Got to pull him up.
All right, so let's go ADHD Kendrick. Hold up. Mm-hmm. Let's go Mad City. Don't Kill My Vibe. Break the Bank, Schoolboy. All Right. King Kunta, Complexion, Mortal Man.
Lots of co-production credits, too.
Yeah.
These are all hits. They're all the same.
That
artists.
Part, Schoolboy Q.
That part's big.
Kendrick, Element, Feel, God, Love, Loyalty, Lust.
XXX.
XXX. Yeah, all of those records he has a part in that.
All the Stars, that's a big record.
All the Stars, that is a big record. I love that record. Big Shot, Kendrick, Black Panther. He's all over that soundtrack. King is Dead.
There's some versatility. Taylor Swift.
Let's see.
I've heard hip-hop. The song, though.
I haven't heard the record.
Not hip-hop versus.
Yeah, I don't know that record either.
He got the Nile joint from when you was just talking about Beyonce dropping an album. Let's see. What else, man? He's got a little bit of everything.
Spillage Village.
Earth Gang.
Thundercat, Ty Dolla Sign. Baby Keem. Section 80.
I'm going to say something about Baby Keem real quick, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
It's almost like, I mean, he's decent. He's good, but he's like the cousin that got on because.
Nah, Baby Keem is mid. Let's be clear. Yeah, he's mid. On,
but we can get back to it. I'm sorry.
All right, man. So basically, I mean, we know he's pretty much in-house. He's on the team. But the records I was naming, Bam is responsible for
hits.
A lot
they're
of heat.
Give me that.
And it varies. It's not. The records that we named, all this is not necessarily in the same cloth, I don't think. And he's got some heat, so this will be...
He doesn't have a sound that you can just be like, oh, he did that.
Right.
There is some layers to it.
But his quality rarely, if ever, comes down, in my opinion. Dude is extremely nice. He's nice with it. All right, so let's go ahead and, you know, do what we do. So influence, impact on peers... An upcoming producer.
7.
A-Diff says a 7.
6. Actually, 5.
5, okay.
6.
I like 6. Versatility. How versatile are the hip-hop records? I think he gets high marks on these, just from what I've heard, because Kendrick's...
I'll probably give him another 7.
I'm going to go 8. I'm going to go 8.
I'm going to give him a 7.
I'll go 7 as well. All those other, I mean, hold on. How versatile are the hip hop records? Yeah, I'd say 7.
7.
I don't know. I'll fix them.
Cool. Collaborators, different hip hop styles of artists that he's worked with. That Schoolboy, we said
4.
It's the same cloth.
Yeah, yes. I mean, yeah, we got a doc him on that,
I'm
right?
I'm 4. Yeah,
I'll go 5.
4. Everybody's in TDE.
Hit making, big hits, cult classics from the producer.
8.
I'm gonna go 9. He got some. Him and Kendrick, they got some elite work.
I'll go 8.
I'll do 8.
Okay. Consistency of quality material release.
I'll go 8.
Yeah, I'm doubling
I'll
up.
I'll do
on
9.
I'll give him 9.
Yeah, I'm doubling 9. Up on my 9. Yeah, he don't miss.
Actually, sense. I'm going to go 10 on that.
He don't miss.
No, I'm probably going to go 9. I'm going to go
stick with my 9.
3 9s. And I see what you did there.
Stay with a 9.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Body of work. How great is their overall body of work? I mean,
I'd probably say 9.
Yeah, his body of work is there.
Well, he's got a record with Taylor Swift, so I'm gonna go 9.
Oh, that's what you're gonna dock. You're gonna dock him for that. Okay.
Nah, I'm joking because we're not even factoring that. I'll do 9.
Yeah,
we're gonna go 9s across the board. Okay, cool.
9.
Final product. How often are these songs great for his from his beats?
Probably 9.
9.
I'm with the 9s again on this one. Hey, it's good. It's good material.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do 9.
We got more nines in third grade.
Man, I see what you did there. We getting into some Pharrell territory on these last couple. Melodic elements use samples or originals. I'm very familiar with his work. I'm going 9 again. This dude is dope.
The co-production stuff is kind of hard sometimes because I don't know what elements he did. You know, like
that makes it
like
hard.
He co-produced All Right, but was All Right Pharrell?
Pharrell's
in there.
Was that Pharrell's melodic elements or was that Pharrell's drums? You know what I mean? So
if you watch that video with Pharrell playing beats for Rick Ross, the same sound that he played for All Right,
I heard that.
That joint for Rick Ross.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So
he did Kill My Vibe.
Yes. Let me double check, but I thought I saw that. Yeah, he did Kill My Vibe. Yeah.
Probably give him an 8.
8?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Talk to me, Long. What you got?
I'm going
to
go 8.
8?
Yeah. I'm going to do 8 on drums, too.
8 on drums. 8 sounds about right for me on the drums.
Stick with the 8 on that one.
8 sounds about right on the drums. What you got, Jay?
Oh, I said 8.
8? Okay.
8.
All right, man. Soundwave comes in at a 6.9.
A little bit higher than Dahi.
Yeah, man.
Which they should be about close.
I slept on Dahi. Home put me on game. A salute to him.
Yeah, salute to that guy.
Oh, this is gonna be a wild one.
Oh man, let me get to Wikipedia because Jay Moore has said this name multiple times.
A lot of
times.
People didn't.
They
vote
played
him.
Yeah,
very
they played him on
this.
The voting.
Man. On this list here,
I don't think they really knew what was popping.
You got to keep in mind what he was producing this music on, too.
True.
Yeah, he was making it on like sticks and like a table.
See, I knew he was out in the woods. Long.
His computer had 50K of RAM.
Where is the fool?
Didn't even have a computer.
Yeah, exactly.
He's recording these on Casio keyboards.
Yeah, exactly. His monitor straight had beams. 4 colors.
I need the discography.
And it had 28 pixels.
Yeah, it had 4 shades of green.
Mm. Don't do that. I need the discography. Okay.
Working off of floppy disks. They were actually floppy.
The big ones.
Yeah.
The big joints.
All right, so I think I found... Oh, no, that's not what I'm looking for. They don't have it on.
Well, just Google it. Let me see what we got here.
How
much time we got left? What time is it? 57. Yeah, we can do Larry and then we'll wrap it up.
Wikipedia played me. They have everybody else's. I'm doing discography, but didn't have a long list. It's multiple pages.
Sometimes they have like just discography pages on Wikipedia too.
Sorry about that, y'all.
Song. Unstoppable.
I know you got some heat, so I don't want to disrespect.
Music credits.
You found something?
Maybe. Okay. Error. Internal service error. Nope.
Wow. They're giving us a letter. Google's not.
From Houdini to Run DMC to Fat Boys.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see if this one works. There's an All Music. Yeah, allmusic.com link. See if you can find that one. Yeah. There. Yeah, he's got a.
Allmusic.com. Larry Smith.
Yeah.
All right.
It's super thorough, by the way. Now, I don't know what all of this is, hip-hop and or not, but I guess on most of it. Composer. Jesus.
I mean,
body work is going to be probably a 10 on this boy.
I got discography.
On this bad boy.
Oh.
See it?
I'm here, but I don't see...
Is there a tab for it?
It's got five tabs at the top. I clicked on...
Yeah, click song. Oh, yeah. Songs.
And
it's from the bottom up. It goes all the way back to, like, 1972.
Ears don't do that.
This came yet. I don't think this is... Oh, there you go.
All right, songs. Just so we get some of this. Okay, Curtis Blow. That's the original album. The second one, Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow's third album, this seminal Escape by Houdini.
Okay.
Run DMC, 1984, Back in Black by Houdini.
Mm.
King of Rock, you know, Okay, we're gonna skip. He did Melbourne Moore, but that's not gonna count in what we.
Just your mic.
Oh yeah, Burr, Watch 'Em by the Fat Boys, Crush Groove, The Breaks.
These are the Breaks.
Oh, break. My goodness.
What everybody uses. That's a DJ.
Rap Masters. Okay, this is albums that he was Back from Hell.
I found it.
Okay.
Man, this goes
on forever.
This went back to 67 on him.
It's wow. It's crazy because he's only 72. I'm joking.
Only 72.
Don't do that.
Well, he passed in 2014, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yep. Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is
The Breaks.
Wow.
Planet Funk.
Now he's a pioneer of hip hop production.
And if you think about how few rap albums came out at that time, for him to have his fingerprints on Houdini, the Fat Boys, and Run DMC pretty much all at the same time, and Curtis Blow.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's
French is a Grandmaster Flash.
Welcome to the Jungle. Jim Rome.
Wow, man. Yeah, this is a
composer
this
on Whitey Ford Sings the Blues by Everlast. Mm-hmm.
There might be a sample there. That's probably what they might be.
Probably where all this stuff comes from.
Yeah.
Where they're
I mean, but that speaks to
that's the influence.
Him and his influence, right?
I mean, it's a 10. There's no I mean,
let's go ahead and jump it. Let's jump in the chart, man. Let's do it.
See.
Okay, so versatility. How versatile are the hip hop records?
I'd probably say about a 7.
Out of 7. I was going to say 6.
I'm giving him a 10.
You give him a 10?
He did DMC, the Fat Boys, and Houdini. Those groups are nothing alike. And you got to,
The records, though.
The records, yeah.
That he produced.
And Moore says a 10. That's our
More
first
so
10 in a while.
Yeah.
You talk me up into a 7. You talk me into a 7.
I'll do an 8.
All right, Lone says 8. What you Terry, you said 7, right?
Yeah.
All right. Dave Moore with a Pharrell 10. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Collaborators, different hip-hop styles and artists producer work with.
Now, as far as that's concerned, I can give him a 9.
Okay.
Different hip-hop styles of artists.
This is the wild thing. For when he was really doing his thing, it was only maybe 15 artists.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And
so,
he worked with...
I'm going to go...
I know it sounds crazy, and this is where the session's going to come in. I'm going to give him a 10.
10. Jay Moore, 2 10.
Give him a 10.
Two Pharrell 10s in a row. Terry said a 9.
One Love, Back from Hell, and some
for the time. For the time period.
Houdini is nowhere near.
No, they don't sound the same.
Yeah, they're nowhere near what Run DMC was doing and all that. They completely different.
Yeah.
And for him to be able to lace them and the Fat Boys, too, that's tough.
And
that's tough.
Yeah, come on.
What'd you say, Long?
9.
Okay. I'm with you on that. We got to respect the OG. Hit making.
He made hits.
Got hit records.
Give him a
and
9.
Cult classics.
Yeah, I give him a 9.
He got hit records, but I'm talking about, we talked about the Breaks.
Well, no, I give him a 10.
10.
On that 10. One. Because, I mean, Crush Groove, that
come
was a whole
on, man.
Movie.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's true. I'll do 9.
I think I'm going to give my first Pharrell 10 on this one. Where you at, Jay Moore?
Oh, I said 10.
10?
He got 3 10.
Jay
Moore got 3 Pharrell 10s already. This
guy,
is about to get
this
interesting.
This guy was Dr. Dre, Pharrell, and Premier of his time, all combined in
let's
one
Let's talk
person.
About it. Consistency. Let's talk about it.
Consistency.
If we're just talking about his hip hop, that's where I'll give him a nine. I'll give him a 9.
Then Moore says a 9.
I know it sounds crazy considering I give him 3 times. I'll give him a 9 here.
I'm not gonna cap and say I know the discography, but I can't say.
I'm thinking 8.
I'm gonna go 7 on mine. I'm gonna go 7.
I need more. You know, I need more. He should have done more records.
Cut it out. Cut it out, Long. All right, body of work.
10.
Jay Moore did not come to play. This is not a hog tie.
He was instrumental with
the guy.
Run DMC. Run DMC was the first hip hop super group, so to speak.
Where you at, Jay?
He was
talk
the man behind
to
it. I'm going to give him a 10 for
and
that.
I like it. Now we're getting somewhere.
And what's crazy, if Run DMC is 1, Fat Boys are 1A.
All right. I'm going to go 9. Long, talk to me.
Houdini might be 2.
9.
This is good.
If they're not 1B.
All right. So final product. How often are these songs great from his beats?
Interesting time period because there wasn't a separation of the two.
That, and if it wasn't great, we didn't know it. I mean, like, or we just never heard, or there might have been a whole bunch of trash songs.
But these were like not, the songs that were on the album that weren't necessarily hits.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say I'm familiar with.
I'm gonna go 8.
Know, the B sides or anything.
I'm
8.
I'll go eight
on that too.
I'm gonna go 7. So we got 3/8 in this. This is about. We've yet to hogtie somebody yet. Interesting. Melodic. Now, with the records that I know of, there's not a lot of melody going on from what I know. And it,
this he did
one
Friends.
Love. One Love. One Love.
Got he did melody. Friends and
he
One
did
Love.
Friends. But what I'm saying is, when I think melodic, and this could be due to lack time, of equipment, the time, period, time period. I mean, but if I'm going to keep it a buck, I can't say 9 or 10 on
no,
this.
No, I'm not going to give him 10.
This, like, melodic, this
probably
is more of like
6.
A 5 for me.
I'll probably go 6.
I'm going to go 5.
Yeah, I'm going to do 5 as well.
No disrespect. We got to be honest.
It hadn't evolved yet.
Because some of the stuff on Run DMC's has no melody at all.
At all. Yeah, you know, we got to be honest. Drums. The drums.
I'm probably going to stick
I'm
with
biased because I hate 80s drums.
We've had this conversation. Me and you have had I've had this conversation with you.
Because there are only 6.
Did he produce Walk This Way?
I'm still going
with 6 on drums.
Though. I'm going to give a 6 only because of the limitation.
Yeah. I mean, now he made what he had work.
Yeah.
To his credit. We go to the piece.
You're looking at a 2 or 3 for me.
That's where I'll give him a 7.
7 for that, Jay Moore? Okay. Terry, you said 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got a 7. I said 6 as well.
What do you Larry? Have? 8 something?
What's up?
Oh, let me fix the... Oh, wait. Hold on. Something doesn't look...
Did I mess up something?
No, I don't think so. He looks like he's a lot lower than he should be.
I felt like it should have been higher than that.
I gave him 3
something's
10.
Not right.
Something's not adding up.
Something's... The algorithm
I got 4
is 10s. Off.
Never gave him anything like 6. And it's... I don't know.
It's because it's divided by something. Oh, yeah.
Oh, because Red August number's not in there.
Well, maybe all these are. Hold on, let me look real quick.
Because I know he took Red August out.
So we have one.
Excel is tripping.
How many total categories do we have here?
1, 2, 3.
Ah, there's nothing on influence.
Aha. Okay.
There it is, right there.
There it is. I jumped right in on versatility. That's my bad. Okay, influence, gentlemen. Jay Moore.
You know.
I'll give him a 9 because everybody was trying to be Larry Smith 8. At one point.
I was going to say
because he was the hit maker.
Talk to me, Lone.
Influence on other on his peers.
He was the guy back then.
And once again, where you look at where he's listed as composer for some of these newer things,
and how many times he's been sampled.
Yeah, that's
true. Take that into consideration too. Now, I'd
probably say 9.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I know probably catch flag. I'm going to go 7, and the reason why is because. He almost got left off of this list. Not by us.
Yeah.
But from everybody else.
You talking about when we were doing our...
Yeah.
We left you know, okay. Like, Larry Smith is not a common name. I mean, those that know.
No, that's the problem. It is a common name.
But...
but...
But
in hip-hop... But maybe that's part of the reason why, right?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Terry?
I'm going to stick with my 8.
You going to stick... Because I was going to go 8, too. I'm good with 8. Jay Moore said a 9. Now let's see where we are.
7.2.
Okay, that makes...
seems kind of low.
That seems low.
One, with all two, the 10s that are in there?
Jay Moore ran off with... How many 10s?
I kind of ran it up, but...
Hold on. I think... So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 categories, and we were divided by 10.
Let's see, on the spot. Long on the spot.
Oh, so these are actually going to adjust. Actually, the ones below are going to change as well.
Okay.
Sorry, this is super slow because I'm having to look at the screen way over there.
Jeopardy music. Okay, Larry Smith is consistently going up.
Well, that's what happens.
Okay.
There we are.
Here we go.
8.
All right. That makes...
So let me adjust these other ones because they're off as well.
Yeah.
That makes a little more sense because fam got some 10s now. We ain't giving out any Pharrell 10s in a while. Matter of fact, he had, I'm calling him Pharrell tens because Pharrell.
It was so hard, wasn't it?
Man, not to give him a 10.
Across the board.
Yeah, Larry Smith got what, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 or 8 tens? That ain't bad, man.
He got his flowers. We gave him his flowers.
He got his flowers.
No, but you know what? This is also at a time when everything wasn't so producer driven. Mm-hmm. You know,
true.
People didn't, it didn't say in big bold letters "produced by Larry Smith" on record.
Right.
Like, I remember getting those records where it would like Jermaine Dupri or the Neptunes or Puff Daddy remix. That would be the thing to be like, oh, I have to listen to this.
Facts. Yeah. So the fact that he is who he is with the taking into consideration that they didn't
track masters like that would be
give him his P's for that.
Yeah, didn't nobody have a name drop in the songs back then saying who the producer
tag
was
in the beginning? Yeah,
Rick Rubin on the track.
Muzzin on a beat.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Trying to be all in the videos.
This is actually changing the scores dancing from last week as well because these are set to 10 as well.
Okay.
I thought they looked a little low, but I mean, at least they were consistent.
Yeah, you know, our comments were legit. This is like the adjustments. Like, so he's in second right now. Well, I know we got a long way to go. Larry Smith is in second to Pharrell at an 8.
Soundwave and Dahi are now 7.7, 7.6. Trackster 5.6. And S1, I can't even read it, but
he's 6.4.
Okay.
6.86. Four. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, this is coming along. This is coming along real nicely.
So next week we have
Justice League.
Oh, Bink, this is going to be good.
And Bink, Apollo Brown.
Yeah. I'm a huge Bink fan, so I'm trying not to be biased. That boy is he's severely underrated.
Yeah.
To me.
Please leave us all the comments about Larry Smith and
yes,
what we get wrong and how we're old.
Who is Larry Smith?
Nobody knows who he is. Y'all better
do your Googles
on Larry Smith.
I mean, joints he produced for Future. It don't count if he ain't produced for Future. That's what they gonna tell us.
About 16.
All right.
He produced a whole new album that dropped on Friday. That means they gonna say he's a 10 all over.
Yeah, they respect him if he did Future's new album. All right, man. That's did I forget anything? Is that
you're good?
All right. We appreciate the support as always. NewOldHeads.com for all the education you need this year, for this month or whatever. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
In a minute.
Yep.